Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and live from Tampa, Florida, it's me, the Captain Matt Bruce with the Captain's America Third Watch and my cast of sidekicks along tonight, along with our good friend Kyle Warren. And, of course, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across the network, across America, around the world via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, first of all, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, and our very important hospital ER room workers. Now, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there working to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working right now in the third watch, that goes for the over-the-road truck drivers, guys and gals out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It goes along to Felix and our buddies over at the United States Postal Service, hauling the mail back and forth, John and James and Felix. Of course, it also goes out for FedEx, for UPS, and the suicide jockeys. And without them, I'm going to tell you a little secret right now, folks. If you haven't already bought your gasoline for the weekend, you'd better. It's going to jump, jump, jump. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is none other than the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Coming to the microphone from the great state of California, where now they got their own problems out there with forest fire smoke coming down from British Columbia. Just found out about that a little while ago. It's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Right, good morning, everybody.
Okay, let's say it together. Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And to the next clown that comes up to me and says,
what are you saying the Pledge of Allegiance for?
I'm going to look him in the face and I'm going to say, because I love America. How about you?
Well, I know a lot of people have asked you that, and you always say that to them. Absolutely.
You're darn right I do. Wake up and smell the roses. Okay, Kyle, we have got a big-time mess right now with our atmosphere and with the smoke, not just in the Northeast, because now, as I just mentioned to you, we have a series of fires that broke out up there in British Columbia, and that smoke is now coming over your direction from up to the north. Now, they say by the end of the week there'll be rain, so it may get rid of this, but millions, and I mean millions of people across 13 states, are facing some sort of air quality warnings as the smoke from the Canadian wildfires are just billowing across the United States.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and certainly perhaps, you know, no more so than in New York City, for example. Some of the video that we saw earlier today was really quite terrifying, the kind of sky that there was, and of course, the idea of people having respiratory issues and so forth. This was not a day to go outside if you did not have to.
Well, you're right, and I'm taking a real quick look at the weather map here with the smoke on the East Coast, and, I mean, it's all the way from Illinois, straight across the Great Lakes, all the way to Boston along I-90, across most of upstate New York, downstate New York, I-80 as well, I-70, I-64, east-west, I-77, 79, 71, I-26, I-95 in South and North Carolina, as well as up the eastern seaboard, starting with Maryland. So it's there, but we'll talk about that more in a little bit. But here's the thing that really killed me when I heard it yesterday, and I mean, I had to laugh. Do you know who is blaming climate change for all of this?
Would that be John Kerry, maybe?
The czar himself is saying it's all climate change. We've done it to ourselves. We need to change our ways or else we'll all go to... No, well, never mind. But what a dope. What a freaking dope.
Well, one of the things that a lot of politicians or political folks will try to jump on is they'll take any kind of an event and try to, you know, turn it to their political agenda. It's no doubt that the climate does change and that there are cycles of dryness and there's cycles of drought and more rain and this kind of thing. But his whole thing is to put it on, it's all, as you said, it's all our fault. And if you don't do exactly what he says as the climate czar, then we're all doomed, forever doomed. So that's where the debate ensues, I think.
Well, here's the good news. The National Weather Service says conditions are expected to last perhaps through Thursday, maybe Friday, before a change in weather patterns will clear the smoke out for this weekend. That's the good news.
Yes, exactly right. And, you know, the jet stream constantly changes and so forth. This is where you get those big highs and big lows. You get warm, dry air all over the Midwest, for example. Once right now, I think it's in an omega pattern. But it definitely changes, and hopefully it'll change for the better.
All right, we're getting ready to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear the music coming up. Kyle's going to be on hold till we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Got a lot more coming your way. Don't go anywhere. 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600.
9600. Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600. Tahibo
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Who was that bass man? Well, that was Kyle Warren, and he's on the phone line. We'll be right back to him in a minute. I want to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friend at MyPillow, Mike Lindell. And a special shout-out to my buddy, Dawn. She's, you know, you heard the song, right? Dawn, go away, you're no good for me. Not this Dawn. She's the best, so thank you, Dawn. And thank you for rooting me on during my recent episode. But anyway, MyPillow.com is the place to go. Want to save up to 80% on some items that are being discontinued that are still really, really, really good deals that you can use? All you got to do, MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code CAPTAIN. Go over there, save yourself up to 80% of the retail price. That's a hell of a deal. Now, you want to call them? Give them a call. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Again, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. You'll be glad you did when you see some of the stuff that's on sale for 80% less than what it was. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So, if I were to say to you, we have another couple of people that, in my opinion, don't stand a rat's chance, and you know what, to get elected president, that have entered the race on the Republican side, would you be surprised?
No, we're starting to see quite a list of candidates. That's for sure.
Now, how about the Democratic side? And this is crazy. Have you ever seen the college professor with the frizzy hair and the wacky looking beard that sometimes that's one of Hannity's buddies that doesn't sound all that fantastic, Mr. What's his name? Mr. Is it Green? I believe.
It might be. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about, but yeah.
He's a college professor, and he has entered into the mix of things, if you will, running against Joe Biden because he says that Joe Biden doesn't represent the mainstay of the Democratic Party or something to that effect. That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, you know, Joe Biden, you know, is representing, you know, the current state of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party elite, I think, are pleased as punch in the sense that he's very malleable, shall we say, that he's, you know, sort of doing their bidding. Nobody has this picture in their mind, Captain, that Joe Biden is, you know, somehow this mastermind behind everything, that, you know, he knows all the details and he's telling everybody what to do all the time. Kind of like that Saturday Night Live sketch way back in the 80s that portrayed Reagan behind the scenes as the mastermind who knew everything and knew all the secret deals and this kind of thing, as opposed to the affable grandfather kind of a guy in public. But yes, I don't think that the Democrat Party has a problem with Joe Biden. That's why they want to get him reelected. I think where some of this problem becomes for the Democrats are people like RFK Jr. who are able to tap in to people who say the Democrat Party really doesn't represent me.
I just wish RFK Jr. could talk a little better and not put that, I sound good, you know, he doesn't sound healthy.
Well, to be honest, I don't know what kind of condition he might have or if he's had damage to his vocal cords or something.
I believe he does, but still.
Yes. But even so, I think sometimes when he's speaking, people might even try to lean in a little bit more so that they kind of get what it is that he's saying. So it definitely goes into his character makeup. And of course, we wish him well. I hope that he doesn't have some kind of an issue or something. But honestly, he has the ability here to tap into some discontent amongst Democrats. And you know, we've seen this kind of thing happen before. Even with Barack Obama, Barack Obama was able to go out and get a lot of the general election voters who maybe would not normally vote Democrat because they found something that they wanted to vote for. RFK Jr. could do that same kind of a thing if he continues to grow.
Now, we heard yesterday that the chairman and CEO of CNN is out after 1 year. His name is Chris Light. This comes because of the sagging ratings and a widely criticized one-horse-does-all campaign against Donald Trump. That wasn't going to get him anywhere. But what happens now?
Well, there were some other heads, I think, that rolled also at CNN, but of course the most prominent is the Chris Light, as you said. He ran into such a buzzsaw from the CNN staffers and people that work there because Donald Trump was given a platform and a town hall. And, of course, he talked about, well, you know, and it doesn't make me a whatever. And he used the words like fascist and this kind of thing in order to bring Republicans on to CNN. I think it was because Donald Trump, in his way, was able to sort of steamroll over the host of that town hall meeting. And
you mean a woman?
Good. That's right. Yeah, it just didn't look good for CNN. And I do think, though, that, you know, if they're a news channel and they want to talk to prominent candidates who have a very good chance of getting the nomination, then they would talk to candidates of all different parties. But again, if it's just that, well, you can't have someone from a certain party on our news channel, well, that just pigeonholes you into exactly what people think that you're all about.
Okay, and I stand corrected on the name. I gave the wrong name. The gentleman's name is Cornel West. He is a philosopher, calls himself a philosopher, but he's a college professor and announced his presidential campaign yesterday against Joe Biden. That is a real joke.
Well, one wonders how serious or how far it could really go. It's very difficult to jump into a presidential race. I mean, it sounds, you know, Marianne Williamson is running against Joe Biden, but nobody really believes that there's going to be a lot of traction in that campaign. RFK Jr. comes in, of course, with the huge name recognition and having other prominence to begin with, so he starts getting more traction. You have others that come into the race, even on the Republican side, Nikki Haley has been at this for the last 4 months or so and still doesn't seem to be able to get that kind of traction that say a Ron DeSantis gets when he jumped into the race, because again, he has all that recognition. It's just the way of the political world.
Tell me you're surprised.
I'm not surprised. But even within a group of candidates, if you can debate policy, then you can begin to shape what the message is that people are going to respond to is going to be, and you find out what's really important to people. That's why you go out on a campaign trail. But guess who's not going out on a campaign trail, Captain? That's going to be Joe Biden. They're going to rose garden this thing till kingdom come if they have to, because they don't want Joe Biden out there making mistakes, making more gaffes, and just messing things up generally.
All right, please tell me I'm wrong when I read this statement. Virginia Republicans demand the removal of the pride flag that replaced the American flag at a veteran cemetery on the flagpole. If I was there in that area, I would personally take that flag off that flagpole and put the American flag back up.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, I was actually at an event in Orange County not all that long ago, and it had the American flag, the state flag. It had the pride flag. And somebody leaned over to me and basically said, can you tell me what governmental agency the pride flag represents? Because there weren't any other flags you could put up, any flag that you could think of. So the placement of flags that don't have something to do with our nation or our state, at these kinds of places, like a veteran cemetery, it's questionable anyway. Why would you fly a different flag that's not the American flag or your state flag?
That's the whole point. And somebody forgot about protocol when it comes to flags. That flag should not be anywhere near that cemetery.
Well, there's all kinds of protocols with flags. Like, for example, you fly the American flag higher than all the other flags if you have them, this kind of thing. And, you know, of course, I know that we have a POW, a missing in action flag, and this kind of thing. But that has to do with the POWs themselves and not a different political agenda or any other agenda item. I mean, you could have people say, I just want my lower taxes flag up there. I want my higher taxes flag up there. You know, in other words, you're pigeonholing because you can't represent every single special interest. That's why the American flag should encompass all the interests that we have. They're red, white, and blue. That's the United States of America, not the balkanization of the United States.
Amen, brother. Hold on. Going to go to a break. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. I shall return. I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Air quality alerts are in effect for approximately 100 million people across 18 states today as smoke from Canadian wildfires travels as far south as South Carolina. At 2 p.m. Eastern, New York City ranked as having the world's poorest air quality as reported by IQAir.com. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum has entered the 2024 GOP presidential race, declaring his candidacy today.
We need a leader who's experienced firsthand that we win as a country when our innovators and entrepreneurs can soar and when every single person can grow and thrive.
He highlighted the need for change in the White House and effective management of the evolving economy. Former Vice President Mike Pence also launched his presidential campaign today in Iowa, emphasizing that it's the ideal place to kickstart the great American comeback. He criticized the Biden administration, stating the country is facing significant challenges. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, you heard me talk about it before, folks, and before we get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I do take one packet every morning, right after breakfast, of Relief Factor. Not two, not three, not four, but I take one, per my doctor's recommendation. I take it because it works. Now, it keeps the swelling down, which is down to normal. My legs, by the way, ankles, knees, calves, are all back down to normal. I've lost 110 pounds, and I feel great. And partially, it's because of Relief Factor plus other things that have been done. But it's also through some dedication and hard work of my medical team and whatnot. And ReliefFactor.com/captain, that's ReliefFactor.com/captain, is where you need to go to check out more about the 1995 3-week quick start. Now, when you get over there, you'll see a lot of different things that they have. You're welcome to try whatever you see. Again, 1995 on the 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. I'm sure you'll be glad that you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What do you think right now would be the most important for these new candidates that jumped in, namely Chris Christie and Mike Pence and this other guy, the governor from North Dakota, who I'd never heard of? What do you think would be the best thing for them to try to make a dent right now?
Well, when it comes to Chris Christie, and also to almost maybe a greater degree for the former Vice President Pence, is they have to deal with the Donald Trump issue. Chris Christie, of course, campaigned very hard to get Donald Trump elected. He was a big supporter. But now Chris Christie, of course, has turned 180 degrees about Donald Trump. He's sort of in the same boat as Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis has had to respond to some of the things that Donald Trump has said and done and called them juvenile. You have Chris Christie calling Donald Trump acting as if he were a child, this kind of thing. And they've got to deal with that. Of course, Mike Pence, part of his opening salvo here is to talk about his role on January the 6th and that Donald Trump was, as he put it, misinformed or misled about what Mike Pence's role really would have been on that day of the certification. So they've got to start there, basically.
Now, Donald Trump has been told, and it's been reported, that the Department of Justice told Donald Trump that he's the target of the classified docs probe, namely the documents that he had at his place and this, that, and the other, which I've studied this quite a bit. There was no violation of the law because he declassified the documents.
Well, right. Now, I think where they'll come in to try to split some hairs, legal hairs here, is going to be the idea. What does it mean for a president to declassify something? Does he simply, by his utterance, does that declassify the document, or is there a process by which there has to go through in order to, at the behest of the president, to declassify something? So I'm sure that that will come up. But basically, you're right. He's been informed that he's a target of an investigation, and basically what happens is the prosecutor in most cases, let the person know that they're under investigation so they get a chance to get this gapped and testify before the grand jury. So that's exactly, they'd love to have Trump come in and testify before the grand jury, and that may be a good thing or may be a bad thing for Donald Trump. I would think he won't go in and testify to the grand jury.
Let me just mention one name. You ready?
Sure.
Hillary Clinton. Bleach bit. 30,000 pages of documents scrubbed from a computer. And they're going to go after Donald Trump?
Well, sure. That's part of the two-tiered justice system in this country when it comes to Democrat versus Republican politicians. And that may be oversimplifying a little bit, but it sure does seem to be the case, doesn't it? Because Hillary Clinton, you know, was able to get away with coming out to reporters and they would ask her, did you wipe your server? And she said, well, what do you mean? Like with a cloth or something? That kind of ridiculous, flippant response from a Republican would have garnered the thing. You see, they're guilty. They're hiding something.
My mind went in the gutter, Kyle, when you said, did she wipe her? Right away, my mind went into the gutter because she is a disgusting, lying individual. I'll leave it at that. I'm going to be nice tonight. Lying individual. And we all know it. We all know it.
Well, but, you know, you mentioned the bleach bit, you know, taking hammers to cell phones, stuff like that. We used to call that, you know, back in the day, you used to call that destroying evidence or, you know, this kind of stuff.
Obviously.
And of course, if they had emails, well, I took out all the emails that were just about yoga classes, and everybody, okay, that's fine, no problem there. That would never fly for any Republican under any kind of scrutiny or investigation. And so, yes, we decry a two-tier justice system, but unfortunately, that does seem to have some traction, doesn't it?
Could you imagine Hillary trying to do yoga classes just like me maybe a month ago? The condition I was in to try to do the same thing, I would have rolled over in a ball every time I tried.
Well, but of course, it wasn't just about yoga classes. It brings up the whole idea of using personal email accounts to conduct the business of government. Government, the State Department in this particular case, they have secure servers. They have security in place in order to try to prevent our geopolitical foes or anybody, bad actors, from gaining access to that. And I'm sort of being a little facetious here, but if you just use your Gmail account.
You being facetious? You? Little old you?
That's right. But if you just use your Gmail account to talk about some national security crisis, you know, maybe that's not a great idea. So it's just, we see these kinds of things happen. And even when it comes to the classified document case, you mentioned Mike Pence. Well, turns out he had some classified documents, but there's nothing there about it. So there's going to be no further investigation, for example.
I want you to listen to this one. The publisher at Fox News that published Judge Jeanine Pirro's brand new book has said she cannot promote her new book on her book tour. Mention anything about Fox, none of that. She's taboo from talking about that. What on earth?
Well, it's very interesting. It'd be interesting to see what exactly the parameters might be, but certainly there are going to be a lot of proprietary information and behind the scenes kinds of things that maybe they don't want their competitors knowing about, or just, you know, the business of the company, you know, typically isn't laid bare by its employees in public.
Yeah. Now we talked about Tucker Carlson reaching out with Elon Musk and this new Twitter show that he's got that's like a 10-minute review each day, which eventually I've been told is going to be about 30 minutes. That's going to go places. They had a huge audience with his first performance.
Well, that's what we hear. That's right. One of the technical terms was that it melted Twitter, I think. And so basically, Tucker, of course, has a big following, a big audience. His monologues, which were about, you know, 5 or 10 minutes long each night on Fox, certainly were the one of the most interesting parts of the show, because he would get out all of his information and analysis and points of view, and then go on to flesh things out, you know, in interviews and further discussion. He's got a lot to say, and he has a very pointed way of doing that. It's incisive and funny, and many times it's very funny. And that's what I think terrifies some of these people just to want him to talk.
Okay, hold that thought. We're fixing to go to our break here, and when we come back, we'll have the Truckers High Wind Bible Report. We'll let everybody know what's going on in terms of the weather out there. And yes, there's been some changes being reported and some more coming. And hopefully we'll be out of the woods here after today into tomorrow with the weather pattern that's going to change, hopefully. And we'll get the scoop from you out there, Kyle, and I'll give everybody the scoop over here from the east side of the Mississippi River. And we just got a mess tonight weather-wise, and we'll just have to bear with it, get it straightened away, and, you know, everything will be fine. It'll be like we never had the weather again.
Yes, that's right, hopefully.
All right, my man, hold on. Folks, you're coming back with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, and yes, I am back. Go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot, call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some nigga in it. Say
sent you hallelujah. Ooh, girl, I sent you hallelujah. Ooh, cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Oh, there goes Kyle dancing all over his home studio. And I tell you what, I've been watching a little dancing going on here right now. It's not me because I'm still in the chair, but I've been moving around a little bit. Bruno Mars, my goodness, Uptown Funk. And that's the real deal there. He gets it going. He really does get it going. Kyle, what you doing?
I was dancing, just like you said.
I know you were. I know you were. I have no doubt in my mind. All right, listen, let's start with you out west and take it on over towards Colorado.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it's out west, of course, in Colorado right now. Looks like we've got an air quality alert there. It's an ozone action day that's happening there. And that's, of course, as you come down out of Cheyenne, down through Fort Collins in Denver. So, Aaron, if you're listening, you've got an ozone action day happening right there in Denver. But up, as you mentioned earlier, before, Captain, Pacific Northwest, we do see in British Columbia, we've got some air quality advisories. And this is due to two out-of-control wildfires that are burning near Harrison Lake, and they're producing considerable smoke that is contributing to the degraded air quality and hazy conditions. So right now, this is right up near the border of Washington and British Columbia. Now, over to the west, to the east of that a little bit, in northern Washington, we have an aerial flood watch there. Flash flooding could be caused by some excessive rainfall, and that continues to be possible. Right now, the flood watch remains in effect from Thursday morning right now through Friday morning. So you definitely want to be aware of that. This heads on over into northern Idaho, by the way. Now, in central Montana, all the way from the Canadian border down to the border with Wyoming, we also have an aerial flood watch going on there. Again, Thursday afternoon through late Friday night, possible flash flooding created by excessive rainfall that is possible. Take a quick check on our radar map. Right now in Montana, we do see rain in that particular area. It's scattered through central Montana right now, up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2. Bozeman, and this is going to be east of Bozeman. If you're near Big Timber, it's big sky country, so it's just fitting that you're in a place called Big Timber on I-90. You definitely have rain coming across the interstate right now. Now, if you head on down I-90, down to where I-90 meets I-25 in Wyoming, coming down through Sheridan and Buffalo in Wyoming, you're definitely going to have rain coming across the interstate until that point where you branch off just a little bit into I-25. So do be aware of that. Southern Idaho near Twin Falls, I-84. This is north of Twin Falls. You got rain coming across the interstate there. We don't see anything really impacting in Nevada, although this is important that we still continue with our special weather statement there, and that has to do with possible thunderstorms that could occur any day this week or even every day this week. And this is going to be as you come out of Reno heading towards Winnemucca on I-80, or if you're on the California side heading up 395 to Susanville and down towards Bishop as well. So do be aware of that. Other than that, Captain, it looks like we're pretty clear in terms of rain. All that rain we saw last night or yesterday morning on the program coming out of Albuquerque and through Tucumcari down towards Roswell, all that's off the radar map. Everything has gone over east into Texas, and take it away.
Well, good news is on the way for the Northeast and for the Middle Atlantic and central part of the country. I can see some cooler temperatures. I can see some rain developing. And I can even see a frost, get this, in the upper part of Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan. Now, they'll still be approaching 100-degree temperatures in the UP of Michigan, for sure. We'll still have smoke over there towards our friends at AM 660, over there along the lake, over towards Toledo, down through the northern part of Ohio, to include all the way across I-80, I-90. I-75, I-71, I-77, in Ohio, you're going to have that, inclement air again. You're also going to have it in Indiana. There's some rain at the south end of the lake around Chicago that's going to be coming in. You'll have some more smoke across Pennsylvania, I-80, I-76, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and of course, up and down I-77, I-79. Across I-90, across the Southern Tier, Expressway,
in upstate New York, across the Thruway, across 17, up and down 81, up and down 87, over into Massachusetts, over through the bottom part of, the bottom part of New Hampshire and Connecticut and Long Island. We also have some unstable weather for the New York City area today and down into the Carolinas, North and South Carolina. A little bit of inclement air-breathing weather, if you will, in Dallas-Fort Worth, San Antonio, and along the Gulf of Mexico. But I can see the end of this mess, and I can see things getting a lot better, which is a good thing, Kyle.
Exactly right.
So, you believe the weatherman when the National Weather Service says we'll be over this today, tonight, and tomorrow?
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, this air quality on the East Coast is just, it's really, really terrifying. You know, when they tell you, you know, the mayor of New York City, Captain, was out there saying, if you have an air purifier, use it. You know, so I can't imagine how people must be feeling, especially if they have sensitivity. And basically, walking outside, if that's the equivalent of smoking several cigarettes. And, of course, as a firefighter, I know that, you know, the smoke inhalation that you can get from this is very, very dirty air is terrible, isn't it?
It can render you unconscious.
I can imagine. That's right.
I can't make
that's
it any right. plainer. Mm-hmm. Can't make it any plainer. So you got to take this seriously. And if you've got air problems, if you need an inhaler and all that sort of stuff, or if you're breathing oxygen, just stay inside unless you have to go out, call in your orders, your deliveries, whatnot. And I'm sure the neighbors and some of the emergency services will help you out if you need help. God forbid if you're up there in the Upper Peninsula without air conditioning right now. We're talking 100-degree temperatures again.
Yeah, that would be pretty uncomfortable, no doubt about that.
Understatement of the year, my friend. All right, well, we're getting ready to take a break. We're getting ready to come back after the top of the hour. And the news and your stations get a chance to pay something. Kyle will be back with me. We're going to take a look at some more news headlines that are out there. And I'm just going to give you a little example. For example, Mike Pence, choose me in the Constitution over Donald Trump. And for the second day in a row, the conservative result is paralyzing the U.S. House and trying to get anything done at all. And we'll get into all of that when we come back. It's a shame that we can't try to work and get something achieved, but who knows? Who knows? I have no idea. I'll be back. Kyle Warren, too. Other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.